smiling, when you're smiling.
You're laughing.
Yeah.
You're clearly happy and smiling because you're laughing.
It's the music, right?
Was it the music that made you laugh? Todd Mitchell should know better. He's a radio god. He's a radio professional, and he made you laugh seconds before the program started. Did you do that intentionally, Todd? Was
Of course.
Yes, it's part of your plan. You're trying to throw us off our game, aren't you?
Always. No, I'm just trying to keep a nice, happy, festive atmosphere going.
There's a difference between our new bumper music and the old bumper music. There's...
It's just a good day to laugh.
Sometimes you can tell who is and who's not choosing it by what it is.
I'm missing.
I'm also thinking Steve's not the guy who chose that particular piece of upper music either.
It's Frank Sinatra.
Hey, I like Frank.
Do you like Frank?
Yeah, I like Frank.
Do you know Frank Sinatra?
But I'm thinking Steve Bakken probably doesn't.
Frank Sinatra Jr.
I do like Frank Sinatra.
What? Frank Sinatra Jr. is coming to the Hoosfest. Did you know that? I didn't know there was a Frank Sinatra Jr., number one. Number two, I didn't know that he sang.
There's a Nancy Sinatra.
Right. But did you know there was a Frank Sinatra?
No, I did not.
I saw it on the Hoosfest poster somewhere. Anyway, because Steve laughed, this program started a lot differently than was planned. We'll start over.
Oh, yeah.
Professional.
I got to clear my voice.
Here we go. Hi, I'm Scott Hennon.
Hi, I'm Steve Bakken. Would you like the radio voice?
This is what's on your mind. We're not afraid to laugh here, ladies and gentlemen. Quite obviously.
I'm Todd, the radio god.
Yes, thank you. When you hear that voice, you know we're in trouble. He's saying we messed up. He's keeping us on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, he's keeping him on that.
So much for being on the straight and narrow then, huh?
Anyway.
You don't know me very well, do you, Scott?
Here's something that would really help. You let us know what's on your mind. We'll stop laughing, giggling, and we'll get serious about the busy news of the day.
We may laugh and giggle more. You never know.
I want to know what's on Steve's mind. I'm guessing he'll ask me what's on my mind. But most importantly, we want to know what's on your mind. So here you go. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer, for the entire hour, we'll find out what's on your mind. How about that? A sitting member of Congress that says, fine, I'm fine with it. Because Steve said last night, we got to get him on for more than a half hour. There's always way more calls than he has time for.
Always have him on for 15 minutes or a half hour. It just doesn't work.
So they cleared his schedule. He'll be here. He'll take calls on everything from...
So if you have any question at all for the congressman, this is your opportunity, North Dakota, to... Keep in touch with your congressional delegation, Congressman Kevin Cramer. We're going to have him for the full hour in the 10 o'clock hour.
We plan to have an interview with Governor Jack Dalrymple to get his take on the legislative session this hour. We actually had asked us if we could pre-record it. We arranged our schedule to do that, and then we had a bad phone number. So it was our fault, not his, but he was scheduled to be on. Doesn't sound like he's going to be able to do it, but we'll reschedule it probably Friday.
Before you and I get to what's on our mind, hey, you're going to be fishing on Friday, and I'm going to be at Fish Fest at Shields on Friday, so Friday's going to be a good day.
Fishing's on your mind,
obviously. Plus we get to talk to the governor, but before we talk about what's on our mind, you talk, we listen. It is about the callers. Robert, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you.
Good morning.
And congratulations on your new stations.
Well, thank you. Where are you calling from, Robert?
I'd really rather not say at this point.
Must be at work.
Is it like a bunker somewhere, Robert? Is it in North Dakota? Is it South Dakota, Minnesota? Which of the five states and two Canadian provinces that...
Upper Midwest.
Okay, we'll keep it at that.
Fair enough.
Tell us what's on your mind, Robert.
Well, for Mother's Day, just a quick note to a great mom, Eunice Haugen of Mattock, North Dakota. I want to say, thank you, dearest. While your destroyed family had no chance, surviving son Robert has made national and international history in your memory. And for all mothers, sons, and daughters who can no longer fight, to all survivors, I say live free, sober, legal, and proud to honor them, their memory, the dear mothers who bore you, bore your pain, and your loss. Thank you, gentlemen.
You're welcome, Robert.
And I think Robert's given us a great idea. I hope what's on your mind is your mom, because you know what's Sunday, don't you?
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. So if you want to share a little message to mom, think how proud your mom would be listening on 550 KFIRE, 910 KCJB, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, 1090 KTGO, the flag, the only talk radio in the Bakken. AM 1100 The Flag. If you have a mom that's out there listening, and you, a son or daughter, took the time to call to say, Mom, I love you, and here's why I love you, Mom would remember that forever. So, what's on your mind is the question.
If your mom's like my mom, you know what she'd like?
What's that?
Take her fishing this weekend.
Is your mom a fisher person?
Oh. Well, we grew up on Lake of the Woods. We had a cabin up there. 3 months a year we spent at Lake of the Woods.
See, here's
in Ontario.
Something. I've never understood why fishing opener in Minnesota is the same weekend as Mother's Day. But maybe in your case, that was a grand way for mom to spend the day.
Well, actually, our fishing opener, I grew up never fishing Minnesota. I never happened. We fished in Ontario. I had an Ontario fishing license growing up. That opener is a week later. So it wasn't actually Mother's Day. But
do you think Minnesota is screwing up by making Mother's Day and fishing opener the same weekend?
It's Minnesota. A lot of moms fish.
Okay. How many moms fish do you think? How many, on average, of all the people in boats on the Minnesota fishing opener, how many are men, how many are women?
More guys than women, I'm guessing. But
70-30?
Yeah, probably about 70-30. But the other side of that is, if Mother's Day is for mom and the guys go fishing, mom wins either way. Get the guys out of the house, or mom gets to go fishing.
Do you think most moms want us out of the house? They want freedom? Is that what they want on their Mother's Day?
At least my mom's, yeah.
And my wife usually says, would you do me a favor? And by the way, the answer should always be yes to that question, just so you know. She'd say, can I do you a favor? Yes, dear. The more you say yes, dear, I mean, if mama's happy, everybody's happy. If mama ain't happy,
nobody's happy.
Anyway, so I generally say yes. You know what the favor usually is? Do you mind if I just run some errands and you just handle things? Which means, you know, put away the dishes, get the kids doing their homework, get them towards bedtime. So for me, that's like easy, right? She wants to go do some errands. So maybe a better question is for our audience, what do you do for your mom? What do you do for your mom year-round? What do you do for mom on Mother's Day? What do you have planned for this Mother's Day? And I think Robert has raised the bar really high by calling and giving mom that personal message today. So you call us at 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Lynn in Bismarck wants to talk about what? You tell us, Lynn. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I deliver products for a business between Bismarck and Mandan and the surrounding area. And to me, the traffic problem in Bismarck is just horrendous. Airport Road, 3rd Street, 26th Street. I think we need some underpasses in those locations. And I was wondering if you guys could get with the city commission or whoever is responsible for this and see what the plans are.
Sounds like a K-Fire Cafe topic waiting to happen. Have you settled the landfill long lines yet, Todd? Are you still working on that one?
Once everybody gets all their garbage put away,
there'll be no more lines.
You know what? Part of the problem is there, too. It's a system where you have to park, and then you go in, and then you pay, and then you go back in your vehicle, and you take it, and you go get rid of your stuff in the landfill. So I guess until we either build a few more shacks for them to do that, or they quit charging and we'll just let everybody run wild. Or
are you ready to take on Lynn's problem of traffic in Bismarck?
Let's do it.
Hey, Lynn, let me ask you this. Do you see that as a good problem? I mean, when there's traffic backups, do you see that as a city that's booming?
Well, I think traffic has always been a problem in Bismarck. I don't know if it was poor planning, or there aren't enough one-way streets. Obviously, we only have two. I think the speed limits are too slow. Myself, you get up on Century Avenue, they got a 35 mile an hour speed limit from 19th Street to North Expressway. I think that's ridiculous.
You know, Lynn, some of the problems around Bismarck, and for me driving around Bismarck, is the fact that we have too many one-ways. That's my thought, but I don't deliver.
Lynn just said there's not enough.
I know, because my problem is whenever there's a one-way, it's going the wrong direction that I want to go.
Lynn, we're gonna dish this one to the K-Fire Cafe crew and get some of the local folks in to answer your questions, okay?
Sounds great. I'll be listening.
Appreciate the
Thank
call.
You, Lynn. I think one of the issues that...
And we should just tell the listeners on the other stations.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, Steve. That there is an afternoon program called Cape Fire Cafe from 3 until 5 that's really tackling Bismarck Mandan issues. And not unlike the folks in Minot will tackle Minot issues and other news and coverage they do. And Dickinson and our stations in Stanley and Watford City and Fargo as well. So,
you know, one of the things that... Bismarck needs to get is that North Expressway. So those that aren't familiar with Bismarck, there's an expressway that runs around the south side of town, and then there's another one that runs to the north as well. So
Craig in Mandan wants to talk about what's on his mind. We'll go to Craig when we come back. More of your calls. Anybody bold enough to tell Mom how much they love her on the radio? Carte blanche, 701-258-0550.
Better than a card.
This is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Do you have a happy place? One of those places you can escape to? For Maria and I and the kids, that place is Chase on the Lake in Walker, Minnesota. It's a short drive from where we live in Fargo-Moorhead, but I'll tell you what, every mile we're closer to Chase, you feel the weight of the world just come off your shoulders. And right now, if you stay at Chase on the Lake any Sunday through Thursday and get any hotel room, any one of the place, $75. King room, lakeside, suites. If it's available, it's yours for $75 per night. Now, to get that special, you need to do something. So stay tuned for that in a moment here. And by the way, you can check out their award-winning Aveda Spa and receive 40% off any spa service, too. Now, all of this is only available to Flag listeners. To get this great offer, go to chaseonthelake.com, enter the promo code FLAG. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code FLAG. See you at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 3rd, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $14.7690. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $15.1460, $753.30 for a half ounce, or $378.65 for a quarter ounce. That's $15.1460, $757.30, and $378.65.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon on K-Fire 550 and a host of other stations. We are statewide now. Time to get the calls. This is What's on Your Mind, and that's why we defer to the listener always. 258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Tim, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, how's it going?
Great, how are you?
Good. Hey, I love your guys' show. You're doing a great job. I just want to call in and say Happy Mother Day to my mom, Arlene Keller, and Jeannie Ruby, and I got to butter up my mother-in-law and say Happy Mother's Day to her doctor. I love you guys. So, hey, it's worth it, man.
Hey, Tim, where does your mom and mother-in-law live?
They both live in Bismarck. And then Jeannie Ruby, she kind of raised me. She's John Ruby's wife, and they live in Wilton.
Oh, okay.
And you have two moms really, and a mother-in-law. You got a trifecta going.
I do. Yep, I'm a lucky guy.
So, is there a reason you have to butter up to your mother-in-law?
I was going
to
ask the same thing. Good question.
Why are you sucking up to your
mother-in-law? What's the plan there?
She's a good cook.
You guys need to even ask that question. You're a couple of terrible husbands or men or whatever. You need to even ask that question.
I was kind of curious, you know, what he's trying to accomplish here. And he answered, Todd. He said she's a good cook, so he wants a good meal on Mother's Day, I guess.
Right.
Right? Is that just obvious? Is
that what the happier the in-laws are, the happier the relationship is.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Sorry, Tim. What'd you say?
I said we'll take her out for breakfast or lunch or something like that.
I have a great mother-in-law, too. So I she was born and raised in Columbus, North Dakota. You know where that is, Tim?
Yep, I do.
Produced some good stock up there.
Okay.
Very good stock.
My mother-in-law was born in Glen Allen.
More good stock, right? A lot of good folks have come out of Glen Allen. I love it. What are you doing for your moms and your mother-in-law on Mother's Day? Anything special?
I don't think we've decided what we're going to do yet, but we'll do something special for them. It's their day, so we got to treat them. We should every day treat them like we love them and give them a lot of respect.
Well, a lot of people have a family tradition for a different event, whether it's Father's Day or Mother's Day. Do you have something that you do every Mother's Day?
Nope. Do something different all the time, whatever they want to do.
Good plan. Whatever they want to do, that's all. Good.
Yep.
Hey Tim, thanks for sharing. We're glad you and James earlier are being bold about coming on the radio and saying Happy Mother's Day. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you guys. You guys do a great job.
Appreciate it. 800-228-0550 701-258-0550. What are you going to do for Mom on Mother's Day, Steve?
Tim sounds well trained.
Yeah. Do you have a tradition?
Yeah, I'll call my grandma because I won't be able to make it up to see her up in the northeast corner of the state. So I'll give her a call. Usually I'd take her out to breakfast and go to church with her. We'd always go to church and then I'd take her out to brunch afterwards. But I can't do that this year. And then because I was raised by my grandparents, so my grandma's still alive there. But actually, both my grandmas are still alive. And then I'll call my other grandma, and who lives out in Portland, Oregon. And then I'll call my mom, who lives down in Southern California. And we're kind of all spread out. We really are.
You're going to do the friends and family discount. You're going to be on the phone.
Yeah.
Hey, Ed, in Minot, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I sure miss my mother, but I wish the rest of them a good day. What else is on my mind today is, I don't know if you guys have been buying gasoline lately, but everything's got ethanol in it, 10%. I don't have a choice. I can buy regular gasoline anymore.
There's a few places that do have regular gas. They usually are pretty proud about advertising it, too.
They are. I was wondering who the heck mandated that, you know? How come they took our choice away?
Well, it's few and far between, but you can find places that do... do have just regular gas without the ethanol in it. Some of the older motors, it's not quite as good for them.
What do you not like about having 10% ethanol in that one blend, Ed?
It takes more fuel to run your vehicle, and it's corrosive because to make ethanol, you put corn in a big vat, fill it up with water, and then you boil it, so you got, starting right away, you got water in it, and it holds water, so it just holds water in your system, and it corrodes your gas tank and your fuel system, especially if it sits for a while and deteriorates a lot of the rubber parts, you know.
I've had good luck actually with it, and I've experimented with everything from E20 on up to, you know, E85 and sort of a range of different things, and I if there is higher blends, you do tend to notice it obviously on the mileage side, but I've always found that if the price difference is big enough, you can kind of make it up. So I kind of like how the oil fields and the corn fields go together. I'm okay with it. I do want the market to decide that, though. I'm not big on mandates here and mandates there, and you know, you got to decide it this way. So
hey Ed, if it was notably cheaper, would you use ethanol?
No, I would not. Not unless my vehicle was set up for it. You know, maybe I would, but.
So you don't have a flex fuel vehicle then?
No, I don't. the problem is, it just, I don't know, it takes more to get less.
We are going to make a little note here, Ed, to have some folks on both sides of this ethanol debate on, and you can call back and weigh in on the debate, and we'll see if we can get you an answer on that question on why there aren't more pumps that have a choice of no ethanol for you, okay?
I don't mind going green, but we should have a choice. We're consumers, you know.
Sure. Thanks for the call, Ed.
You know, what is on your mind? I used to be a big fan of ethanol, and I kind of got away from the ethanol just for the simple fact that if I need to travel out of town and go long distances, then you don't get as much range with it is the problem. So speaking you wind up having to fuel up more.
Speaking of Minot, we have a breaking news story out of Minot. The Air Force has stripped an unprecedented 17 officers of their authority and control, and if necessary, launch of nuclear missiles. After that string of failings, remember that big mess?
Mm-hmm.
Number of more unpublicized, including a dim review of the unit's launch skills. The group's deputy commander said it is suffering rot within its ranks. Lieutenant Colonel Jay Folds is quoted in an email obtained by the Associated Press and confirmed by the Air Force that we are, in fact, in a crisis right now. The tip-off to the trouble, according to a former Fargo-Moorhead story here, I guess it's an AP story nationally, the tip-off to trouble was a March inspection of the 91st Missile Wing at Minot Air Force Base, which earned the equivalent of a D grade when tested on its mastery of Minuteman III missile launch operations. And the officers tested much better, but the group's overall fitness was deemed so tenuous that senior officers at Minot decided after probing further that an immediate crackdown was called for. So
rot, quote unquote rot.
Yes, and unfortunately, that's at Minot Air Force Base. So more on that story as we unfold.
Let's get to another phone call before we hit the break. Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, just got a comment about the ethanol. I have a four-cylinder late Chevrolet vehicle. I myself do not prefer the 10% blend. I haven't done all the math, but I do notice my gas mileage drops significantly. I don't find it worth. The 10-cent break is what I find around the Bismarck area. As far it is difficult finding stations without the 10% blend. I'm not going to get into any specifics here as far as naming names, but just around the Bismarck area, if you look at Sanford Health across the street, there's a station starting with a T. If you go to Main and Airport Road, there's another station starting with a T where you will find the non-ethanol blend. And
it's pretty good. T-E-S-O. Yeah, okay.
Let's give anybody your free plug.
There we go. Cesaro! Thanks for the call.
Stop. All right.
We appreciate it very much. We don't mind free plugs. More coming up.
Come on.
Hard-working trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brands. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, NelsonFergusFalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime. NelsonFergusFalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Something happening here.
Did Dolly get back to our bumpers?
I think so.
Yeah. Sounds like a Dolly bumper.
Ah, she's at a disco.
We like the Dolly bumpers.
Disco.
I like the disco, too, actually. This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Henin. Thanks for listening on 550 KFIRE, AM 1100 The Flag, 910 KCJB, KTGO, Tioga, Williston, Newtown, Watford City, as well as KLTC and Dickinson. The all-new What's on Your Mind radio network, which we have a brand new website, What's on Your Mind Radio. It has a Facebook page, What's on Your Mind Radio. We have a Twitter account, that Tweety thing. Because
Tweety thingy.
Steve loves tweets. And we've been trying to get
I'm starting to get addicted to them.
Who did we send a tweet to the other day? Phil Jackson. The Chicago
Josh
Bulls.
Josh Duhamel.
Who grew up part of his time in Williston. And, Josh Duhamel as well. And Don Morton, I think. We were trying Sue and Bison folks to ask them, you know, who do you like better, the Sue or the Bison? So we're getting the Tweety thing going. But do us a favor, like us on What's on Your Mind Radio on your Facebook page and follow us right there. Let's get back to the phones at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. That's the number for these 2 hours of What's on Your Mind. And Kent, we want to know. Kent, calling from Bismarck, what's on your mind?
You still there?
We are, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Had a little static there. One guy called in. He didn't do the math on the ethanol. I actually did, and depending on what vehicle I drive, it actually cost me 5 to 10 cents more to use ethanol per mile than it does regular 87 grade.
Now, what are you driving?
I drive an S10, a 95 Chevy S10 pickup full drive, and I average about 50 miles a gallon with ethanol and over 18 with regular.
Now, I've got an O.
Go ahead.
I've got an 07 Silverado crew cab, four-wheel drive, and I did the math on it, and if I'm driving on the highway, the break-even point for me is anywhere between 45 and 50 cents per gallon is what ethanol has to be cheaper for it to pay, because you don't get the range. Now, the other thing I noticed, too, is if I'm pushing the speed limit a little bit, there's a big difference driving E85 between 65 and 70 miles an hour, and you start pushing 75 to 80 miles an hour, it drops off in a hurry. Now, around town, I usually use it because you only lose about a mile per gallon around town, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's usually where my driving is around town within Bismarck. I don't do a lot of highway driving. And, yeah, on my S10, it cost me about 5 cents a gallon more, or 5 cents a mile more to run ethanol. On my 1500 heavy duty, it cost me 10 cents a mile more to use ethanol. And I am a fan of ethanol. I've always burned it up until recently when I figured that out.
And there's not enough price differential. And the lower price you pay because of the ethanol to make up the difference you're talking about.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I calculated according to the price I pay per gallon and how many miles I get per that gallon.
Yeah.
And so why did you quit using it? Was it just because of the price difference?
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
See, I usually look for it, and if I can find it 50 cents cheaper, I will support our farmers all the time, but and farmers don't shoot at me, so Anyway,
I think it's a good thing. I mean, I think it's a good thing for the egg economy. I'm not big on.
It's not good for my checkbook.
I think choice too, right? I mean, why not? The blender pumps are a good thing. E20, E30, E40. You decide. What do you want? But I think what I hear the caller saying is, if you don't want any, I want that choice too, and that is available some places, but not all.
Ken, thanks for the phone call.
Okay.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Sean, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. Been in the ethanol industry for a few years, kind of out of it now into the ag industry. Got some technical points to go along with what the caller's been saying lately. One of the big things, the reason why you can't find more non-ethanol plants around town is that the gas stations actually do get more of a tax break for carrying more different blends of ethanol. So that's why more and more companies are going away from it, from carrying just regular fuel.
So you were in the industry, from an industry side of things, do you have any insight on some of the marketing on it? From my perspective, if you're going to have a new product out, when ethanol first became popular and gas prices were ridiculously high, from a marketing standpoint, they should have stayed down, kept that price point lower than what the break-even point for most vehicle use is. They didn't do that. I think the industry missed out on a big window of opportunity that they had.
They did, and the biggest reason was that is VTEC. I know it's a big synonym. VTEC, that was the government tax break for ethanol producers, expired a year and a half ago. And the expiration of that tax break is what ended up driving the prices of ethanol back up to almost the same price of normal fuel. And a reason that a lot of people are seeing the lower fuel mileage and stuff, and kind of my biggest problem with the way blender pumps are doing this, and South Dakota is the worst, they're using ethanol as just an octane proponent. So when they're formulating the fuel, they're starting with a 80-octane fuel and putting the 10% ethanol in it to try to get to the 86, 87, instead of starting with an 87-octane fuel and adding the ethanol to it. Because ethanol is an octane boost, but they're depending on it for the octane boost, and that's one of the big proponents of why you're burning more fuel, because you have a lesser quality gasoline that they're blending the ethanol with instead of the stronger quality fuel.
So we need to do this, obviously. We need to have a whole program to sort of go the ins and outs and the pros and cons of ethanol. And
bottom line, the subsidies went away.
Well, that's why the price went up. Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean that just says now it's got to rest on its own laurels and let the market do it. Appreciate the call, Sean. Thanks for the insight. Let's talk Mother's Day with Bob. Bob, Mother's Day is on your mind. How so?
Barb.
Bob.
Mother's Day is on your mind. How so?
Okay, we're gonna turn that radio down. I have Bob for Mother's Day. Is it Barb that we're waiting to talk to? So my thing says, Bob or Barb, you guys tell me. Okay, Barb, are you there?
Maybe not.
Hello, Barb?
No. Did we lose Barb?
I heard some, like the radio was on behind, and just so you know, when you do call in, better to listen on the phone once you get through, that way you won't, are you there, Barb? Maybe she got a bad connection, huh? All right, we'll go to Brad. Let's go to Brad. You're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Hi, Brad.
Good morning. Can you hear me now?
Sure can. Where are you calling from, Brad?
Okay. Well, I live out south of Detroit Lakes, and there's not many choices. I mean, you pull up to a gas pump and you need gas, and the only choice you have is ethanol. You go ahead and put it in. But one of the things I found out, I have a lot of small engine vehicles, like a four-wheeler and a couple of snowmobiles and a couple of jet skis and lawnmowers, and what I've gone to is using aviation gas. But then I can, in those vehicles, if I could do it in my car, I would also. But you pay a little bit more for the gas, but it doesn't corrode. I don't have any maintenance taking my carburetors off, boiling them out, because ethanol is, without a doubt, the demise of small engines. You have more maintenance. You don't use them regularly. You have more maintenance, trying to harder to get them to start, things like that. So I've gone to burning aviation gas.
Very interesting. Aviation gas, does it lift you off the ground at a certain rate of speed?
Well, I wish it would, but I am a pilot, so yes, I would like to do that. But my the biggest boon is I don't have any maintenance. I can walk out and start my lawn tractor that's been sitting for a year. I can start it up right away and don't have to tear the carburetor off or add any kind of starting fluid. Now, there's an argument about it being harder on engines because the octane is higher. Okay? So it could be that it's burning hotter. But in my lifetime, I bet it doesn't burn a hole in a cylinder.
Hey, Brad, thanks for the call. Glad you're listening in Minnesota out there in beautiful Lakes Country.
And thank you very much. Are we going to read an email?
I think we're going to go to Dennis first.
Dennis, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I'd like to comment about the situation at Minot Air Force Base. The first thing I heard this morning on the local news was the big setback at Minot Air Force Base. Firing incompetent leadership is not a setback, it's progress. And that's about all I got to say about the subject, but it is not a setback.
I guess the fact that it's being called a crisis by the commander, you can't say is, you know, happy days are here again, let's start the parade, but I think they found a problem and they're fixing it, and maybe from that standpoint I would go with you, Dennis. What you're saying is it isn't necessarily
They're in a temporary crisis, no doubt about that. But with the military structure, there's always somebody that's coming up the line to take over. It's unfortunate that there were 17 souls relieved, but they probably had it coming. I give credit to the inspection team that they didn't put out in the public. Apparently it was an intercepted email somewhere. However, I've stated my case, and that's how I feel about that situation. It is progress.
Dennis, I think, makes a good point.
Rot is pretty strong terminology.
It is, but if you hadn't found the rot, that'd be the dangerous. That'd be the most dangerous. That'd be the crisis. Yeah.
Of course.
So I guess if there's something bad happening in government, I want them to find the rot, and in this case, they did. So I take your point, Dennis. Well said.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Michelle emails that she owns a 2005 Ford Taurus, and she has done the math. I pay an average of 20 to 25 cents higher using the 10% ethanol blend in or out of town. Thank you to What's On Your Mind for the caller who pointed out where to find regular gasoline in the Bismarck area.
Usually the stations that do carry regular gas without the ethanol blend, they have something up on the marquee saying that, yeah, we've got regular gas, no ethanol added. And people do look for that.
We have a South Dakota caller who wants to talk about the United States Senate. Let's go to that call that came in earlier on our hotline. Roll that.
Yeah, I have a comment about the Senate, the United States Senate. I watched Fox News the other day, and I saw in there Senator Joe Manchin, who is a Democrat and aspires to be kind of a centrist. However, the answers he gave to questions regarding gun control, coal regulation, and those things that also should be of interest to North and South Dakota, his answers were rather interesting. He talked like a 100% Republican, like he was the sane voice in the room, and he was the one who was going to stand up to the people, and he understands how important coal was and the rights of United States citizens to own guns. However, my question was not answered in that interview, and that was, why is it that those people speak out of that side of their mouth, but when the Senate votes come up, Harry Reid has almost always 100% of his people in his camp? Why are they going out and speaking in one way, yet when it comes right down to the vote, which is the brass tacks?
I think that's called, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we're up against the break. I think that's called politics.
Politics.
It's politicians.
Politicking.
And whether they're Republican or Democrat, they tend to do that tap dance. More of your calls coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind after these messages.
Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. and they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUontheRoad.org. CU as in Credit Union on the Road.org. And on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. More of your calls coming. You look vexed, Scott. You're like,
I'm thinking, I never got a chance to ask you the question, what's on your mind?
Really?
We usually do that with each other at the top of the show, but we've been talking to callers nonstop, which is better. It's fine.
True. We'd rather listen to them because they're usually smarter than we are.
What is on your mind?
I'm a little angry at Fargo. I was laughing at Fargo a little bit because they're whining again.
Who's they?
Well, I'm going to point my finger at City Commissioner Brad Wimmer. He said he goes to Bismarck to lobby for the city, and it's apparent that legislators are not interacting with local leaders. He says, have you talked to Dr. Flowers? Have you talked to Dr. Schatz? Never.
Oh, by the way, you're West Fargo superintendent, superintendent.
Now, the way he worded this is he says he goes out to Bismarck to lobby for the city, Fargo, and they're not interacting with local leaders.
What is interaction?
Well, are you a lobbyist? Or are you a city leader? There's a difference. I think there's a distinct difference.
I also think interaction means it has to be a two-way street.
Two-way conversation.
That sounds to me like he wants the red carpet rolled out for Fargo when they come to the legislature.
Yeah, no, they're a little busy. I don't see any of our legislators here. Scott, what's on your mind?
I'm torn. I have many things on my mind, but one is this union report that claims North Dakota is the most dangerous place to work in the United States. I think that's more about unions wanting more members than it's about, you know, look, there's a lot happening in North Dakota. Nobody wants to minimize the need for workplace safety. I think we do it better here than anywhere on the planet. I think the statistics bear that out. But when a lot happens fast, there are accidents, and that's sad. But the idea that we are the most dangerous place to work in the United States is nothing short of stupid. This is just stupid. I think this means unions don't think there's enough union members here, so they're going to try and say, you know, hey, work there and you're going to die. That's
we are a right-to-work state.
I don't like that.
Remind me to tell you about a little story about unions wanting to add to their coffers with a regional business around here sometime.
But I think the more fun story is the fact that North Dakota is now one of the nation's top 10 retirement destinations. That's why I was torn on which one was more important. Now, why are you laughing? Steve is laughing about North Dakota being a top 10 retirement destination.
Most people retire from North Dakota or from one of the northern tier states to get out of the cold.
Well, maybe they want prosperity more than they want sun. They want the good Lord shining on them in other ways besides the actual sunshine.
Memorial to Labor Day? Great.
All right.
Most usually don't hang around in the snow. They're called snowbirds.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, by the way, on any topic, any discussion, any question you have for him next hour. So stay tuned for that. Kurt in Bismarck wants to weigh in. Hello, Kurt. What's on your mind?
Good morning. So a couple of spatterings I see in the newspaper, the Bismarck Tribune, that they're still trying to run this quiet rail zone through Bismarck. Why do we need that?
I have an answer why. The window at the expressway inn was open last night because it was such a nice night, and I woke up at 5:05 a.m. So okay. I'm pro quiet zone after waking up 15 minutes earlier than my alarm this morning.
Okay, and Bismarck had an election on that, and they voted it down. So why does the city commission, when something gets voted down, pursue it anyway? Why do we vote?
I think they're just pursuing a different avenue of funding for that.
Okay. And then I get another comment.
But before you go on that question, do you not like those whistle-free zones? I mean, you just don't
love them. I love them, to tell you the truth.
Okay, so you like them, but you're questioning why, hey, we asked the people, they said no, so now why are they still doing it?
Right.
So I don't know what the voters of Bismarck were saying. Were they saying, hey, we like the idea of whistle-free zones, just figure out a different way to pay for it than taking it out of our pocket? Or were they like, blow the horns, we don't care?
More or less. And the technology, I look at it this way, the technology that's there, you really don't need whistles blowing. I live way on the south side of Bismarck, and I hear it. I hear the trains roar by. Now, if you're sitting out in the patio at Fiesta Villa or over at the Blarney Stone when the door's up, ouch.
Can I tell you a funny story? A fellow by the name of Mike Bullinger, he owns Western Products. He also is Bully for Medora. His wife's on the Medora Foundation, and they have a place out in Medora. So he was in Medora one time, dead of winter, right? Staying, I think, at that America Inn. And the front desk clerk, when he checks out, said, I couldn't help but notice, every time the trains go by, your Suburban started. And she said, I'm really confused how that works. He said, No, I just set it like that. It has a setting. When it hears a train, it starts. She said, seriously? He said, yeah. He had a car starter that every time the trains woke him up, he started his car because it was 20 below outside. But he but he had her believing that it had a little feature that listened for the horn. Oh, isn't that classic? Only half a minute left. What else was on your mind, Kurt, quickly?
Okay. They wanted to quiet the rail zone, but what about these guys with their vehicles wild that you can hardly stand it? These motorcycles that go zipping around all hours of the night. The train goes through, 20 times a day, but these guys are doing all that noise, and that's more annoying than listening to a train that goes through, combined 2.5 minutes, but you got these guys racing up and down Main Street and side streets and all that, so why isn't anything being done about that?
It's a good valid point. Just a noise ordinance in general, just when you're sitting downtown Bismarck, for example, or anywhere in a downtown setting, and you got those buildings that funnel that noise, somebody cracks pipes on a motorcycle or straight pipes on a pickup truck, it's loud.
By the way, you're invited up to our Tioga KTGO Studios, which is in within inches of the track, and I tell you, those trains go all night long. Actually, they don't keep me up, quite honestly, but I'm with them on the cars and the motorcycles.
We're
for sure.
A train family. I can sleep through anything.
More of What's on Your Mind coming up. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken Roofs. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.